1051. Application of Samadon Oil for an order allowing hydrocarbons produced from the Sadler Madison and Sadler Bakken pools to be commingled in the well bore of the Johnson 2-4 well located in southwest quarter of section 4, 161, 95, Divide County. All parties interested in case 6651, please come forward.
Mr. Examiner, we have three witnesses for today.
Please make your appearance, Brian.
Brian Biala, law firm of Fleck, Mather & Strutz, appearing in cases 6651, 6652, on behalf of Samadon Oil Corporation.
Do you want to combine 6652?
Yes, please.
For hearing?
We request that those hearings be consolidated.
Okay. Case 6652 is an application of Samadon Oil for an order allowing the Johnson 2-4 well to be completed in and produced from the Sadler Madison pool at a location approximately 582 feet from the south line and 413 feet from the west line of section 4, 16195. Please make your appearance.
Yes, Mr. Examiner, my name is Melissa Hauer. I'm with the Wheeler Wolf Law Firm here in Bismarck, and I'm here on 6652, and I'm making an appearance on behalf of Leslie Nelson.
Okay. Melissa, did you get a copy of these exhibits?
No, I didn't.
Here, you can have them.
Why don't you and Charlie share them, Charles?
Sit. So, unless there's an objection, we will combine for the purposes of hearing only cases 6651 and 6652. And I understand Samadon has three witnesses?
That is correct.
Would each of the witnesses raise his right hand? Each of you promise to tell the truth in these hearings?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Go ahead, Brian.
We'll start with I apologize for the order of these exhibits, but these were put together probably flying up on the plane this morning. So we're going to do our best here.
Sorry.
I'm going to start out with Frank. Mr. Frank Sands, would you please introduce yourself, by whom you're employed, in what capacity?
I'm Frank Sands, S-E-N-Z. I'm a geologist for Samadon Oil Corporation.
And have you testified before this commission?
Yes.
We would offer the further testimony of this witness as an expert in petroleum geology.
Unless there's any objection, we will grant that motion. Any objection to that motion, Melissa?
No.
Okay, motion granted.
Frank, I believe the top exhibit is 2A. Could you please describe that exhibit and what is depicted thereon?
Okay. Exhibit 2A is a structural contour map based on the basin basalt formation, which is approximately 50 feet above the top of the perforations in the Madison and two of the wells that are producing on this map. Looking at line of section D prime down in the southeast quarter of section 5, we have the Nelson 1-5 well, which is currently producing from the Madison and Bakken commingled. Going east to the next well is the Johnson 2-4, which is currently a Bakken well, and the well that we would like to commingle in the Madison for this application. The third well is the Johnson 1-4, which was the first well that was drilled on this prospect, and it is currently a Madison well. And then there are two dry holes to the north, one in the northwest of section 4 and one in the northeast of section 5 that were not tested in the Madison and were dry holes. Okay, right. In Johnson 2-4, you'll notice that that well was drilled directionally. It was drilled vertically down into the Madison, and below the pay zones was kicked off to the northeast to test the Dupro zone. And the Dupro proved to be tight, non-productive, and we did come up and complete in the Bakken zone as a backup zone. Bakken is doing approximately 7 or 8 barrels of oil per day and is currently uneconomic.
And is it your request, Frank, that this well be allowed to be recompleted as an exceptional location in the Madison Formation?
Yes.
To Exhibit 1A, and I have a, another witness. Would you please state your name, whom you employ, and what capacity?
John Long, Samadan Oil Corporation landman.
And have you previously testified before this commission? Had your testimony accepted as that as an expert in land?
I have not testified before this commission.
Okay. Would you please state for the commission your work experience in the land profession?
Right. I have 19 years experience in the land profession. The last 9 was Samadan Oil Corporation.
Part of your duties and responsibilities and land for this area under consideration today?
Yes.
I would offer further testimony of this witness as an expert in land.
Any objection?
No.
Motion granted.
Turning to Exhibit 1A, would you please describe what is depicted there on?
Oh, this one here. Yeah, Exhibit 1A, which is the second page on your sheets, shows the land and leasehold position in 16195. Section 4 of the south half is undivided ownership. That's where the 1-4 and the 2-4 wells are located. We show here just the southeast quarter of Section 5, which is actually the entire south half is an undivided mineral ownership also, which is where Mr. Nelson is located. And then we just show the offsetting leasehold ownership that Samadan has in the immediate area.
Thank you. And next we'll turn to our third witness. Would you please state your name, by whom you're employed, and what capacity?
Steve Schmitz, petroleum engineer with Samadan Oil in Denver.
And have you previously testified before this commission? You had your testimony accepted that as an expert in petroleum engineering?
Yes, I have.
We would offer the further testimony of this witness as an expert.
Any objection to that motion?
No.
Motion granted.
Well, we got to work off. This is the only topic we have left.
So. Steve, I believe.
To get him closer so he can coach.
That's right. Sitting notes under the table.
Really what I'd like to refer to is the volumetric calculations shown on the table following the location map for your next exhibit. And what this is log calculations from the Nelson 1-5. Shown that there ought to be about 3 million barrels of oil in place on that 160-acre spacing unit. And you'll see at the bottom of the tabulation where I've forecasted 80,000 barrels of recoverable oil, and it works out to about a 2.7% primary recovery factor. That 80,000 barrels came from my original forecast when I presented this well to management in our efforts to get an AFE approved and drill the well. Your next page is the actual decline curve from the Nelson 1-5. And we've got approximately 8 months worth of production from which to forecast a decline. And I curve fit that 8 months of production as best I could and came up with a decline of about 16.8% exponentially per year. That well is going to recover to an economic limit approximately 34,000 barrels of oil from the Madison. It is currently commingled with the Bakken. I'm basing these on our fingerprint analysis and the ratio to which we're allocating back to the Madison. It's about 500 barrels a month to the Madison, roughly 250 barrels per month to the Bakken. That would place the primary recovery at less than 1% of the oil in place based on log calculations. And the Williston Basin log calculations are difficult at best, and I would probably be in a position to say that 3 million barrels is way optimistic. Even if I cut that in half, I'm still at 1 to 2% primary recovery. My point is the Nelson 1-5 is draining an acreage somewhat significantly less than the 160-acre spacing unit that it's sitting on. I've forecasted the Johnson 2-4 in the Madison to produce approximately 132,000 barrels of oil. And I'm basing that on the results from the Johnson 1-4 that's in the same quarter section that actually sits in a better position on the structure. So that could be an optimistic forecast. Again, based on the log calculations, that would place the primary recovery from the Madison in the Johnson 2-4 at approximately 5%, which is a very low primary recovery, which would indicate that we're draining something less than 160 acres.
And the next page on the exhibit, please.
Yeah, the next page is the tabulation of the oil production on a monthly basis as submitted to the Oil and Gas Commission, showing the Madison production and the Bakken production in the Nelson 1-5, and also the Bakken production from the Johnson 2-4, the 2 months that we have online. The following page is a wellbore schematic of the Johnson 2-4, giving you some idea of how we directionally drilled this well and how the proposed Madison recompletion ended up in the vertical part of the hole.
Okay. So you feel you can correlate between your results and your exhibits relating to the Nelson 1-5 will correlate to the Johnson 2-4 and will more than likely not be draining full 160 acres?
Right. To sum it up, I would say that we're draining somewhere on the order in the Nelson, probably around 50 acres, and in the Johnson 2-4, there's a pretty good chance we're going to drain possibly 80 to 120 acres. And these are rough estimates. The Johnson 1-4 being the best Madison well we've found out there in this five-well program that we've drilled in the area. I would say that it's a fairly good chance that the Nelson 1-5 won't be affected at all by the Johnson 2-4 Madison production.
And could you just encapsulate for the commission again the original objective of the Johnson 2-4 and the results you experienced there?
Well, the Johnson 2-4 was originally drilled to test the Dupro Deep. The surface location was moved to the south due to topographical considerations. We had a large drainage area that was a lake that gets larger in the spring, and it would have flooded out that location. So we ended up moving the location south, and that was the best spot we could find at the time to drill.
And your original objective was which formation?
Was Dupro, a deep Dupro test.
And that was not successful?
Unsuccessful.
And so what you're trying to do is justify the economics and try to get what production you can out of this well.
That's correct. And really, we would not drill a standalone Madison. These wells cost us $750,000 to drill and complete, and we would not drill a standalone Madison based on a forecast of 25 to 40 barrels of oil a day at that kind of for that kind of capital expenditure.
You feel that the economics would not justify a new well, separate well at a legal location?
That's correct.
And do you believe that granting this exception location request would protect relative rights, prevent waste and drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes, I do.
We have no further questions of these witnesses. We would offer our exhibits.
Do you have any objections to the exhibits?
No.
Okay, all the exhibits are received. Would you like to ask any questions of any of the witnesses?
I just have one question I believe it's Mr. Schmitz.
Right.
Okay. Just to be clear, I believe you said that if the application is granted, you don't feel that there'll be any drainage from the Nelson well.
That's right.
Okay. That's the only question I have.
Okay. Questions from the staff?
Referring to the exhibit showing the footages plot of the footages, I believe it's the third page.
Yes.
The seven, the bottom hole location, 718 and 1304.
Yes.
Is that in the Duke row?
Yes.
What would be the footages on the Madison and Bakken?
The that is shown on the wellbore schematic. If you refer to that, it is the Madison is 582 feet from the south line and 413 feet from the west line.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yeah. And then the Bakken was 824 from the south line and 545 from the west.
I agree with your testimony on drainage. We're finding that out on some of these old reservoirs that are being horizontally drilled, and it changes calculations of drainage.
Yeah, yeah. For us to economically develop this prospect, we're going to have to come up with something new. Either horizontally drill these Bakkens and Madisons, which is what we're looking at, or some type of secondary recovery. We put a lot of money into this prospect, and it's something we can't sell to our management anymore for any further drilling until we come up with something better.
Thank you.
Steve, how far away from the Nelson 1-5 well is your 2-4 at the Madison?
Straight line distance, I believe we're 1,166 feet. According to the rules, we should have been 1,650 feet away.
And how about at the Bakken? Is it a legal location in the Bakken?
Well, the Bakken must have been a legal location. Okay, yeah. The Bakken is 545 from the west line. Well, yeah. 413 feet from the west line for the Madison. We're 545 feet for the Bakken.
So it only had about 1,166.
Well, I know what he's getting at. Those we're still within the
beneath
the 1,650 foot. Right. So in fact, the Bakken should have been an exception location.
It would appear so. What would be the drainage radius of approximately 100 acres, which was your best well?
Let's see, I believe 160 acres is 1,320. I had to do a little bit of math to figure that out.
But it would be less than 1,166 feet then?
Yeah, I believe so. I'd have to double confirm that with some math.
Thank you.
Referring to the commingling, do you have any problem with setting the requirements for determining how much oil from each of the formations with the application for commingling?
No, we should be able to readily fingerprint analyze that and identify the ratio of fluid that's coming from the Bakken and from the Madison.
Do you have a recommended procedure?
I do.
You have samples of the oil?
Yes.
AstroChem or someone?
Right. We have samples of the Bakken at AstroChem lab. We'll, as soon as we come up the hole, recomplete. Separately, the Madison, we'll catch a separate Madison sample, commingle, and then put both online, and then the lab can tell us what ratio is coming from each of the independent
zones.
What
would be a reasonable interval as far as your company is concerned for running a sample?
I'd say probably on a yearly basis.
Steve, I had just a couple of questions on your log analysis. First of all, what type of resistivity log did you have to get your RTs from?
Saturated salt mud, where we run that.
Well, it was an induction log. I don't recall the exact. I don't call it
slumming.
Do you
remember if it had the shallow focused log on it? What I was getting at, what I was wondering if these were correct readings, RT readings from the log, or if these were corrected RTs?
No, these are direct RT readings from the log. Right, they read up the log.
Okay, then the RW, I would assume, is from a water analysis?
Right, it's from a water analysis corrected back to formation temperature.
Thank you.
Any further questions from the staff? Anything further, Brian?
No, nothing further.
Melissa, do you have anything?
Nothing.
Any closing statements?
No.
Okay.
No, thank you.
All right, well, that concludes the hearing in cases 6651 and 6652.